This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Leading you up to the first game of the Eagles 2025 season against the Dallas Cowboys on banner night. We're at Pepsi Plaza at Lincoln Financial Field. We welcome you into the show if you're at home, if you're at work, if you are a lunatic in the parking lot that lined up hours before the parking lots even opened just to drink and grill food. On a concrete slab.
A lot of meat.
It's a meat day.
Wow.
So does Jack get to cheer for the Eagles this year?
Or
does he have to stay on that side?
Watching.
Yeah.
215. What's your I know Ike's favorite Eagles Cowboys memory. Spike, what is your favorite Eagles Cowboys? I actually don't know. I meant to say Spike.
So mine is pretty clear because I was working for YSP at the time, and it was when I forget what year it was. It was the year that all those things had to happen. The Raiders had to win a game, all that us to get into the playoffs.
Last game of the season.
Last game of the series, season. And I remember the funniest part was nobody was in their seats before the game because everybody was somewhere else watching the screens in the stadium to see what happened in those games that we needed them to win.
Yeah.
And then everyone flooded into the bowl of the stadium. And there has never been – like you just knew the Cowboys were dead. You just knew they were dead. Going into that game, you knew they were dead. So that one is my favorite Eagles-Cowboys moment.
Good answer.
Mine used to be the pickle juice game. Like, that was it for a while. Then, you know, the Monday night game, when we blew them out, 49-14, the T.O. game.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I didn't have very many intense rivalry games with the Cowboys. So going down there and putting up 49 points, it may still be the record for an opponent. In Texas Stadium, where now that stadium is gone.
It's gone. Obviously. So you will have that record forever.
I think so. That was a great one. And check this one out. Andy's first career win came against the Cowboys.
Did it? Was that a Doug Peterson game?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
And
that was the Irvin game.
Unfortunately, that was the Michael Irvin game, yes.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Never heard down.
Yep, that was Andy's first win, man. So being a part of Andy's first win, too, was pretty cool.
So mine must have been 09, right? Because that was the year they went up to the NFC Championship game against the Cardinals.
Yeah, that was
09. Jack, do you have a favorite Eagles?
Ah, dude, it was actually T.O.'s first game back. Well, the animosity.
The Lito pick six.
Dude, the Lito pick six. Whole crowd saying Lito.
Is your dad with the coffin?
The T.O. funeral.
Yeah, the T.O. funeral.
I think T.O. called about that. I mean,
he did.
He used to just call up the radio station when he had issues.
I remember when he called. Yeah, I remember when he called. I was wondering yesterday if T.O. put together that my dad was Howard. Because he didn't mention it. I thought he, because there's no way he doesn't, I'm sure he remembers
definitely
Howard.
Definitely remembers Howard.
Yeah,
yes.
So I don't know he if he put that together.
He probably did not put it together. Yeah. He probably didn't hear Spike Eskin enough.
Mike Mayock joins us in moments. Mike will be with us for the entire Eagle season once again. 215-592-9494. Kevin in South Jersey, you're on WIP. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, what's up, you guys? Listen, I'm calmed down from when you first started the show because I couldn't get over you guys. Already predicting the end of the season.
Well, come on. We got to do something.
Blue. On the record.
Yeah, on the record Thursday.
Before we even played the first game, I didn't.
Yes, sir.
A good thing I heard that because I didn't even realize it was an on the record thing.
There you go. So you got to go on the record.
A national opinion, though.
You guys, what do you mean?
You guys, what, you don't want to be homers? No, I'm saying the national opinion would be, oh, I got them going into the NFC championship and then possibly losing.
Look, but I mean, here's the thing, Kevin. We're an honest radio show. So,
honest radio.
Yeah, we could pander all day long. I could tell you they're going to go 16-1, and the only loss is going to. What's that?
Pander then.
I don't want to
pander.
I'm not built like
boring. It's so boring.
Got all these people going into the stadium all hyped up. They've been tailgating since last month. And now you guys up here talking about, yeah, you know, they'll probably lose in the NFC championship.
Well, look, man, here's the thing, Kevin, just for real.
Yeah, and we all didn't predict that either.
Some of us predicted we would beat the Bills in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yeah, we had one reliable.
I was on board with Seal, you know, when he said, oh, yeah, he's got them going to the bowl and then saying they're going to lose. I'm just like, man, you guys got me ready to do, you know, like.
All right, man, they're going to go 16-1 and they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Well, here's the thing, Kevin, is that. Because we do what we do, what we say gets held against us one way or the other. So if I'm not honest, and then I say they're going to go 15-2 and win the Super Bowl, and in 3 weeks they're 1-2, and I'm like, I saw this happening, everybody's going to say they don't. So I'm better off being honest about what I really think.
Nah, man. Listen, man, until the Eagles show us who we don't think they are.
All right, so you pander. Go ahead. Is Kevin's pander show? What's their record going to be?
Hey, man, I pick them to win every game.
Okay. Oh, awesome.
I have no
Amazing.
Choice. I'm a
you're
fan.
You're the biggest Eagles fan I know.
Yeah, you're number one.
Congratulations.
Nah,
they're painting a mural for you.
Hey, Ike knows me. Hey, Ike.
Yes.
There it is. Yes.
Of course.
Ike knows what I'm talking about.
Ike. This is Kevin, the guy that used to do all the cartoons and stuff for the team. So I've been through all the sucky years and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So I would have to think of, like, something to do to keep the fans engaged or to keep the fans, you know, just up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what you guys want to go into the NovaCare?
All right, here's what we're going to do, Kevin. Kevin. No, my turn. I'm host, name on the show. Kevin's name not on the show. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to give me my predictions for the Philly season this year, for the Eagles, for the Sixers. So Philly's probably not going to lose another game this year, right? And probably just going to win the World Series, but not lose in the playoffs. Is that what they're going to do? All right, no more Kevin. I'd rather talk to Mike Mayock anyway. By the way, Kevin left. I did not hang up on Kevin.
Yes.
Mike Mayock joining us once again for the Eagles season. Mike, thank you for your time. You're a treasured guest of the WIP Afternoon Show.
How about that?
You got it.
That's pretty good.
You there, Mike?
I am here. Can you hear
me? There we go. All right, man. So, I mean, I guess we've beat this offseason to death, generally, between the draft and free agency and now through camp. Overall, as far as off seasons after Super Bowls go, like, what did you think of where the Eagles were the day they won the Super Bowl and where they are now?
I think we all knew there was going to be a financial reckoning. And I think the Eagles did as well as anybody could be expected to have done to restock the roster. And what I would tell you guys point blank today is I think the Eagles still have the most talented roster in the NFL. And maybe the Baltimore Ravens are number two. But I think those are the two most talented teams in this league. And, again, that's Howie Roseman, and I give him a ton of credit. I mean, there's a couple question marks on the roster, but
All right. I am going to put Mike on hold, and we're going to make sure Mike's phone is working because he was going in and out there. And Buzz, just let us know when Mike sounds good, and then we will go back to Mike Mayock. Doesn't feel like a Cowboy Jim moment, to be quite honest with you. I feel like we need to talk to Cowboy Jim at some point. But while we're waiting for Mike Mayock to sound good, I don't think that's the moment. So, Jake in Baltimore, you're on WIP. What's up, Jake?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Jake.
What's up, Jake?
Good. So, real quick, make this super simple. 13-4.
There you go.
Record. That's like the reasonable. Laws is in Tampa. We play terrible there. Whatever reason, really hard to say.
You know they're probably beating Tampa this year, right? I mean, everyone's saying they're going to lose in Tampa. This is the year
it would make sense.
Right,
it would be the most Eagles thing to do, to be honest. I'm not worried about Kansas City Week 2. They're coming back from Brazil. I'm honestly not super worried about that game. I think
Jake,
we're going to
I'm going to put you on hold. We'll go right back to you. It seems as if we've got Mike Mayock again. Mike, you there?
Hello?
It's on mute. There you go.
Ah, there we go. Mike?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. There we go. Quick question on the offseason, because you brought up Howie Roseman and you as a former executive in the NFL. So there was a report from Schefter earlier today that the Eagles, you know, kicked the tires on trading for Micah Parsons. Are there moments as an executive in the NFL where you call about a trade, but you're not really expecting to make the trade? You're really trying to gain intel. You're trying to play games with a rival. Like, are there reasons that you call about a trade that aren't necessarily to make the trade?
I to know about everything that's going on in the East. He does more work than any other GM I've ever been around, just staying in touch around the league with the other 31 GMs. And when there's a major player that potentially could get moved, that he has to play twice a year, I would think he'd make a serious inquiry. Even if the Cowboys weren't going to move him to the Eagles, I think Howie, A, would want to be involved. He'd want to have a conversation with the Cowboys, and he'd want to satisfy himself that there was no way in the world he could fire this.
Yep.
Nah.
It's not going to work.
Do with it.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
Yeah, Buzz, tell Mike thank you, and we love him, but he's going in and out so much that it's wherever he is. It's amazing. Sometimes I think about technology.
Yeah.
In that the ability that we have to get onto the internet at any point, anywhere, is amazing. That you can make a phone call. Like, Ike and I grew up in a world where that was not possible. You could make a phone call wherever you are. But the minute this amazing technology doesn't work, you want to break all of it. You want to stomp on your cell phone. You're like, why doesn't this work at all? You know, so
yeah. Well, I feel
it
like
happens. Sometimes you're in a spot where it just doesn't work. And Mike sounded like it was a spot where it just didn't work.
And cell service, for some reason,
it's getting worse.
It's taking a step back.
It is taking a step back. You know who always takes a step forward? It's that guy right there. Why don't you take a step toward the mic?
Wow.
Come on, Brodes.
Brodes getting an intro song?
Well, no. We don't need to play Brodes an intro song. Now, Brodes was across the way. Brodes, you were at Citizens Bank Park over playing Madden with people?
Well, first off, you shouldn't be allowed in CVP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, yeah, you're a hater.
No, I'm not a hater. I'm a realist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm a realist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Captain Philadelphia.
I'm a realist. Okay, well, how about you want to talk about Jalen?
No.
Well, why not? Well, you would call yourself a realist?
Well, let me ask you this about Jalen. Mr. Jalen.
Mr. Jalen. It's got a nice ring to it.
Yeah. Is the way he played last year, I want you to take wins off the table.
Well, that's a big stat.
No, something tangible.
Is the way he played last year in the regular season good enough for this year?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
So they're 29th in passing. That's good enough.
They'll figure it out. They win. They just find ways. So it'll look weird. It'll look choppy. But they'll have 13, 14 wins with this, quote, tough schedule. Sure, it might be 29th in the league, 27th, 25th. And I don't expect it to be fair. I think he is going to be a little bit better. But even if not, guess what? They're going to win. Because that's what he does. He just leads the team to W's. Any other questions? I know you love when I do that.
Well, I don't know what else to say. Is that it seems like even a lot of the devotees are like, he's got to pass the ball more this year. He's got to pass the ball better.
All right. Let's peel the layers back a little bit. Okay.
Yeah.
It does need to improve, but I think it will. I think he's too good of a quarterback for that to be what we get on a year-to-year basis.
I think it's
going to naturally. And now it might not be top five passing offense. Maybe it's 13. What if it's 14? What
would
if it's something like that?
A massive improvement.
Yes. It would be.
If it was 14.
Yes. Go 29 to top 15.
No, and by the way, I think they have to be comfortable with I'm not talking about a huge uptick in turnovers, but like if you're going to pass the ball more, you're probably going to turn the ball over more, but you hope that the end justifies the means. He is not going to be, he's not going to have a 41-40 year like Lamar is. And by the way, those years are few and far between. But I think they have to be comfortable with a slight uptick in the amount that he turns the ball over, if that means an even bigger uptick in terms of production from the passing offense.
Yeah, that's fair. And I also think it's going to come down to how other coordinators look at this, right? So Spags is one of the sharpest minds, and he sold his soul to stop Saquon, which opened up the passing game. How do you think these teams heading into this season are going to do this? Are they going to say, we're going to sell our soul and that we might be down 40-6 because we know Jalen and AJ and Devontae can have connections? Or are they going to say, all right, we're not going to sell our soul, and then they can open up the run game with Saquon more, which then would limit the passing offense with numbers? You know, I don't know which way. There may not be a way to stop them. It's more pick your poison, and whatever needs to be done that day is the way Jalen's going to choose to do it.
Well, Ike, let's say you're a defensive coordinator going up against the Eagles. Like, what do you do? Do you?
Well, I would force Jalen to beat me. Simple as that.
At least at the start. Make him prove it.
Yeah. Because to me, you can't allow – when you allow Saquon to run the ball on you, it takes your pride, your soul away from you as a defense.
Because they're beating you up.
Man, they're beating you up. That's mano a mano, you know. And so, you don't ever want to give up chunk plays in the passing game. So I'm just saying, if I'm a defensive coordinator and I got to pick my poison as to which one – I'm going to say, well, if I got the 29th ranked passing offense and the number one ranked running offense, well, I'm going to try to take away from the number one running offense and see if you can beat me throwing the football. Now, if you prove to me that you can do it, then that's going to open it up for Saquon. Like, because now you got to devote extra guys to A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith because Jalen is picking you apart. That's the one good thing about him that he does at the line of scrimmage. He can sort of recognize what's going on. And seemed like last year he didn't have a problem checking to a lot of these running plays. Like, you could tell, like, some quarterbacks, hey, I'm throwing the ball. It's my offense. It's on me. I'm going to throw the ball. He didn't mind giving the ball to Saquon. If he saw that's what the defense was doing, he said, okay, you want me light in the box? All right, we'll get a ball to Saquon.
Well, and I think that brings up another thing, because people say, and I think they're right to an extent, that Jalen's ability to run helps Saquon. Sure.
Yeah.
Definitely for
sure.
It
is a threat, yep.
But I also believe what people ignore when they say that is being able to pass the ball effectively would open it up for Saquon even more. Like,
yes.
You know what I mean? Like, if that threat is there, that also creates.
That's why we couldn't stop Marshall.
Right, right. There's
you got Isaac Holt and Torrey. I mean, Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt out there.
There have been plenty of great running backs who played with quarterbacks who were not runners, right? And that is because passing the ball does open that up, and it could you like. I think actually, forgetting about the Chiefs game, the Commanders game was a great example of that too, because both that was one of those games where they were both working, where they were both working.
Yep.
So I just think it might make games easier. I think Elliot has said a bunch of times, and I just think he's wrong or lying or whatever, is that in the second half, like they were not playing a lot of close games, which is why they didn't pass the ball. They had a ton of close games in the second half.
Yeah, they couldn't score in the first quarter. Remember, it was close, and then they, you know,
it was not a season where we blew everyone out.
No.
You know, it wasn't. Yeah. Now, at the end of the year, it was like,
it started to click then.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we all looked, and we were like, oh, that was the best team in the NFL.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that most of the year. It was it wasn't skin of their teeth, but those were close games, and I think you can put yourself in a position to have a 2-touchdown lead in the middle of the third quarter, and then by the way, then when you're running with Saquon, then they're dead.
And by the way,
yeah,
when you have a defense as good as our defense was last year, you don't have to abort the running game because the defense isn't giving up points.
Right.
So if our defense isn't as good, then you won't be able to run the ball as much because you got to throw to keep up with the other team.
Yep.
That's why last year they played such good complementary football last year that it didn't put a lot of stress on the Eagles' offense to get out of their comfort zone because the defense was so good.
Well, think about those slow starts we had offensively.
Yeah.
If your defense is 25% worse or 30% worse, all of a sudden, if you're down 13-3, then you have to start throwing the ball.
Yeah.
But they weren't in that position because the defense was so good. And
that's what 2023 was, by the way. Our defense was not as good in 2023.
Right.
Which is why
The turnovers happened, why they had to throw the ball, especially down the stretch.
Yep.
So I think passing is one thing, but also scoring early is the other. And I think they're sort of hand in hand in that I think we probably won't get as many explosive plays from Saquon as we got last year. I mean, that was probably a one of one year.
I can't rule it out, though, just because he seems to be that just strange of an athlete. There's just guys that don't make sense. Doesn't he fall in the it doesn't make sense category?
I think he does.
He might do it again.
Like Adrian Peterson. I just think he does.
He may do it again. And then Jalen's going to do his thing, too. Here we go,
baby. Hand it right to him.
Here we go,
just
baby.
Give it to him.
We're in the house that Jalen built.
No. It is not the house that Jalen built.
The house that Doc built.
The house that Doc built. Donovan. Donovan built.
Ike
built the house that Ike built.
Hugh Douglas.
The house that Hugh built. Well, let me ask you this real quick. So, bro, you were across the street playing Madden against people.
Yes.
There was a point in my life.
Who was your quarterback?
And I,
it was Eagles Cowboys, so it was Jalen.
Oh, there you go.
Did you win?
Of course.
So, I remember the point in my life where I was playing PlayStation and I was playing online. And I was getting obliterated by teenagers who were calling me names and cursing at me.
You definitely rage quit.
And then I was like, no, I would never rage quit. They rage quit all the time if they fall behind. Or if they're not beating you by enough. And it was at that moment that I was like, you know, 2K is over for me. Madden is over for me. Are you at that point in your life? You're still a youngish man, but you are a father.
Of two.
So
that's a big difference.
Yep. So are you still good enough to play Madden against strangers, or do you just get obliterated?
Yeah, no, it's at the point where it's getting ugly. I am having the welcome to adulthood moment where these kids, I mean, come on.
Yeah. They're too good.
Go outside.
They live on these games.
Go
bro.
Outside, dude. Yeah. I can't hang. So I do my best, but I'm definitely at that teetering point where it's the – all right, dude, you're getting up there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, online gaming was so cool until you get your ass kicked all the time.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're too good. The kids with their headsets.
Yeah.
You know?
The only game I held on to for a while is the Tiger Woods golf.
Oh, there you go.
I held on to that for a little while.
Out of all games, huh?
Yeah.
It's a great game.
Yeah, it's a great game.
I'm not saying it's
yeah.
a bad game, but I just feel I don't hear many people go, you know what, I'm rocking for the next 4 hours. I'm going to hit my eight
Tiger,
iron online.
Yeah, I want to play. I want to play Pebble Beach.
Play
Augusta. Yeah, I'm going
to
play Augusta.
I was too bad.
You're going there.
I was too bad at the shooting games, like COD. Oh, like when Call of Duty used to drop, it was a big deal.
Yeah, I was never. Yeah, I was never into that.
No, you missed out. It was a hell of a life.
No, dude, back when I played, Halo was the game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, these dudes, my former teammates, they would stay in the damn players' lounge for hours.
Did anyone
they
smash,
wouldn't even go home.
Smash a TV like Carlos Santana?
Dave Kapler? Not that I remember, yeah.
I'm trying to remember, what was the game before? It was actually, now this is for the dorks. There was a game called Wolfenstein, Castle Wolfenstein. It was the first.
Very relatable.
Well, it was the first first-person shooter. Let me tell you, Jack. People played this game.
What's it called?
Castle Wolfenstein.
Oh, I'm never heard of it.
Come on, man. Yeah. That's not a game.
Are you doing it?
That's not a game. Did you ever play the game Castle Wolfenstein?
What was it? Nintendo?
It was. So the first one was Commodore 64.
I bet you had the first edition, too.
It was the first gaming computer.
That's a way to get the ladies.
Did you have the first edition of it?
I did not. I had an Apple IIe, a horrible gaming computer.
Yeah.
The only one I played Micro League Baseball on it.
Okay.
And I think that was it. It was just Micro
League
Baseball.
So you had the computer.
Games.
Apple, yeah. Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Where you put the floppy disk
floppy
in.
Floppy disk,
oh,
yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Yes.
So coming up next.
They don't know anything about a floppy disk.
No, I got a floppy disk.
Okay. I know about a floppy disk.
Blue Chew. If your disk is floppy.
Is this real?
No. Oh, but, I mean, promo code 94. So coming up next.
I thought we were going to.
No. I just saw an opportunity. You think I'm just going to let that go? Coming up next, we do have. Breaking news regarding Fritz to Camera 5.
Wow.
Which is supposed to be Tuesday.
Supposed to be.
Oh, my
basketball.
God.
So we have breaking news. That is coming up next. We are at the Pepsi Plaza, Lincoln Financial Field. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.